Welcome to the No BS Spiritual Book Club's live streaming interview series, where leading New Thought teachers, speakers, and authors share the intimate stories behind the 10 best spiritual books that inspired them the most on their spiritual journey. From well-known classics to hidden gems you might never have heard of, the No BS Spiritual Book Club saves you time and money by sharing reliable recommendations from those who've walked the path before you. The No BS Spiritual Book Club, the only No BS guide to the best spiritual books to inspire your own journey of self-discovery. Here's your host, founder of the No BS Spiritual Book Club, Sandy Sedgebeer.
Hello and welcome. With me today to share the stories behind the 10 books that inspired her the most on her life journey is medical medium, psychic surgeon, trance channeler, healer, and spiritual teacher Kimberly Meredith. After two near-death experiences, Kimberly experienced an encounter with God and received miraculous healing gifts from the Holy Spirit. And she's since helped thousands of people and animals improve from a variety of medical and emotional conditions. Kimberly's ability to emit healing scalar energy, even through walls, has been scientifically measured and validated by neurosurgeon and founder of the American Holistic Medical Association, Norm Shealy, who spent 45 years working with spiritual healers, and who also wrote the foreword to Kimberly's book, which is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Kimberly Meredith, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Sandy.
Hi, Kimberly. Now, you say that as a child, books were a way for you to survive, and that most of the books you've selected are by authors with whom you identify and feel a very deep and intimate personal connection. Tell me about the survive bit.
The what?
Survive bit. That as a child, you used books as a way to survive. What were you surviving?
I had a tumultuous childhood, so surviving that. So I would write when I was little also. And one of the first plays that I picked up was Death of a Salesman. I don't know if you know that play.
I do.
By Arthur Miller. Yeah. That was, I think, the age of 8. So I read that book, that play, over and over again. I was surviving. My mother was an alcoholic, and we had moved into many different locations as a kid. And that was hard. Yeah.
So so you use books as solace, escape? You know, you could go into another world.
I don't know if I was that. It just, I like to read. I like to write. You know, I think by the age of, I'd say 15, I had already, my cousin was also a writer. Her name is Joanne Kiger. She's a very well-known writer. And I think that hearing about her writing also inspired me. I used to read her poetry, but the reading, and also my other aunt loved Marianne Williamson, and I think just like anything to escape. I used to run into the bathroom and hide from my mom, and I would write poetry. But I think by the age of like 14, I had already, I think about like, I don't even know, maybe 200 poems I had written.
Wow. Did you ever have any spiritual experiences or inclinations as a child?
Yeah, right away, since I was little, like maybe 6 months old to 3 years old, 4 years old, I was already seeing paranormal visions and hearing, you know, don't die to my grandma. I was saying that to her really young, and heal her esophagus and her lungs, which I didn't know she had asthma. She had chronic asthma, and she had a lot of life-threatening issues when she was a baby. So she moved from Iowa to live by the ocean. That's how they ended up in Long Beach.
Mm. Did you have anyone that you could talk to about these as a child? Because, you know, that's the hardest part, because to a child, they're perfectly normal, but to adults, they're not.
I don't really know if you talk to anybody when you're little, or you know to talk to people, but I just had a very, very strong and close relationship with my grandmother, my paternal grandmother.
At what age did you have your NDEs?
I had an NDE when I was 9, but I didn't really know that. So I really had one very young. And then I had my other 2 NDEs later in life.
So you had 3 of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had 3.
And at what point were you given, you know, the ability to heal?
I started healing when I was little. Yeah, but I didn't know really that it was, you know,
what
I was
doing
that. Yeah, but my grandmothers knew that. They knew I was doing that, but I didn't really know that. As I got older and I was working in hospitals and stuff, I knew I was doing that, but I didn't really want to go experience that in other ways. There were nurses and stuff that I worked with at many. I started working in hospitals when I was like 15, 16 years old. I wanted to be a candy striper. I remember telling my mom, you know, I want to be a volunteer. And she said, do what you want to do. I don't really care. My mom was a hardcore alcoholic. So she just really kind of didn't care what I did. So I just was like, I want to help. I want to serve. I want to help. You know, she's like, do it, whatever, you know. So anyway, I started working, and then I got an admitting job at St. John's in Santa Monica, and I just loved it. You know, I remember I was so excited. I met John Ritter. He was so beautiful. He came in with his wife and she was giving birth, and I remember rushing them in to have the babies. And then I remember I got an admitting job. I was an admitting clerk, and I was so happy to do that. And I just always was around the dead. I just was always around people living and dying and experiencing the paranormal then too. And worked in many, many hospitals my whole life. Very hard job. Very, very, very hard job. I'd say it's probably the hardest job you could ever do is work in a hospital.
Mm. Yeah, yep. I'm sure.
Turning patients and all the hardcore stuff. And I'm surprised I'm alive right now because of all the stuff I was infected with. And all the people that I was around. I remember being in my early 20s saying to a doctor when I worked on oncology, I said, where's all this cancer coming from? And I remember him saying to me, looking at me going, it's environmental. And I remember saying, because I was working at UCLA at the time, and I said, yeah, they're all living in the same area. And he's like, yep, like that. And that was a few years back. And now it's even worse. Yeah. So, you know, flash forward, I didn't know that this would happen to me then. You know, I didn't know everyone, you know, people often ask me now as my clients, you know, you must really feel so weird that life was then and now this is this. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like it's a really weird situation because your life can change at any minute and anything can happen.
Well, that's true. True indeed.
Oh, absolutely. I'm living proof of that.
When did you start channeling?
After my near-death experiences.
After your near-death. And yeah, are you channeling?
I never was interested in it before. I remember being around nurses and saying, I'm going to a Reiki class, or I'm, you know, taking a spiritual class or something like that. And I was like, nah. Yeah, I wasn't. You know, I remember my breaks at the hospital. I would go to the church, the little church inside the hospitals or the rabbis, and I would always be very much infatuated with praying. I was always in prayer, but I never was in any kind of Reiki. And I was very much into Yogananda. I was very much going to the Self-Realization Center.
Yeah, well, that's number one on your list of 10 best books.
But I never wanted to be a healer or anything like that. I never looked into anything like that.
What was it about Yogananda and his autobiography that appealed to you so much?
I feel that about 4 years before I had the NDEs, what was going on is that I was taking trips up to San Diego. I was having, before the NDE happened, before I got hit by the car, there was a really strong spiritual connection going on with him, where I kept going up there. I kept walking around the grounds. I didn't read the autobiography over and over again until after I had my NDEs. And after I started doing my live expos that were happening to me. And I started listening to his audio recordings too. And after I start seeing similarities to my speeches when I'm in trance in front of audiences, and how there's so many similarities to me, how much I love everybody, all religions, all people, and how much I really do connect to his spirituality and theories. And so many people come to me in my office, and I have so many things on my walls that I didn't. The Kimberly before, which is not me and who I am now, who I channel, is so much in direction with him. And when I even say his name, I see the figure 8, which is the infinity sign, which means he is so living in this Christ consciousness right now still. He is an ascending master that is here right now.
It is an incredible book. And his life was indeed incredibly inspiring.
He's still here. Yeah, he's still living here, and he is in direct contact with all of us to embrace. And that book is just an amazing masterpiece.
It is indeed. Book number 2 on your list is one that comes up again and again. No surprises, because it is a classic, which is Jonathan Livingston Seagull by Richard Bach, which was published back in 1970, which is probably one of the most popular spiritual parables, I think, of all time.
Yeah, so that book is just lovely. I just feel like it's so long ago that I read it, but I think that when I think of that, it's just a powerful spiritual classic.
When did you come across that book? Do you remember?
My God, so long ago. That was when, I think it was back when I was around when I was in nursing at the hospital. I was reading that.
And do you know how it came to you?
I think it was someone, I remember it was someone at the hospital gave it to me, like a nurse assistant. Yeah. And he was really into Richard Bach. He was reading all of his series.
Well, your third book is another Richard Bach, which is Illusions, and the Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah. Tell us about that book, when you discovered that one. How did that impact
you? That was really an amazing book. Yeah. And I remember now this person wanted to go out with me. That book really changed my life in a big way, because it really opened up many doors for me to understand my childhood, because my childhood was really hard, and it made me realize that there's much more than here. And it opened up that a lot of things were true that I was experiencing. It really did open up a lot for me.
Book number 4, The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. That was published in 1943. And again, that's another classic. And it is a beautiful, parable, a fable. You seem to like those.
Yes. That was given to me by my best friend. She's from Germany, Hamburg. And she gave me The Little Prince, and I just adore this book. It just, it, it, the illustrations, the thoughts, the humbleness of it, how it brings out, it's like a best friend, you know, it makes you feel so comforted.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you said in your write-up that the story reminds us of the special power of thought that we all have as children.
Yeah.
And encourages us to reclaim that
yeah.
way of
and
thinking.
She knew, yeah. We met when we were like in our 20s and we were going to school to be dancers. And she knew how hard it was for me to survive where I, you know, when I was growing up. So she thought this book was perfect for me.
Mm. It's a book that, you know, adults and children can read. And I've heard it said that, you know, someone once asked, well, how old does a child need to be to read this? And people have said, really, you know, 6, 7, that's it. I mean, the kids will get it straight away. And certainly the adults do.
And it's funny because giving it to me as an adult, even though we were older, it still was so sweet. You know, yeah. I thought that was really neat that she gave it to me.
Giving it to the child in you as well.
Yeah. And we're still friends. Mm-hmm. And it's a really special relationship. She's a really well-known artist now.
So book number 5 is Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. And you say it's one of the first books that you read as a young adult.
That really kind of makes me feel weird because my aunt, who was really big in the EST movement, Marianne Williamson, Louise Hay. She gave that book to me when I was going through lots of things growing up. And I didn't really want to look at it or read it really when I was younger. And then I kept looking through it throughout my whole life and going through it and then never knew I would be published by Hay House. Or Louise Hay would have anything in my life. Mm. And that is such an amazing book and so incredible. And now it's like I even keep looking at it and going through it. And she's such similarities to my life. She really does.
Mm. Yeah.
And now I get why my aunt wanted me to have it. And it's so interesting. I mean, she rocks. She's amazing. And the book,
even though she's gone. Yeah, it's a book that many, many people regard as a Bible.
Yeah. It's like, and it's so strange. But when I was younger, I just didn't really appreciate it like I do now.
Mm. Book number 6, I was surprised to see it on your list. It has started coming up a few times lately. and I don't know why, because it hadn't come up for the first 2 years. And that is The Ra Material, channeled by Carla Ruckert with Don Elkins and Jim McCarty. That's an interesting one to have on your list. Tell me about that.
Okay. That's interesting for me, too. So I didn't know anything about this. This is new for me. And then just now, the last few years, when I became this channeler, I went to Sedona and this just came to me too. This is new. And I went out in Sedona. I was being hosted by this really great host, producer. And she said, you want to come to Sedona and do an event with this other healer? And I said, okay. And when I go into the audience, I'll say, I'm going to pick the worst person today that the guides want to do a healing on. And I do my speech first, you know, of everything about what I'm saying. And then I go out into the audience and I went straight for this lady. And I said, the guides want to bring you on the table and do a scanning with my hands. And I went over her body and I said, they're telling me you have breast cancer. And the audience was full. It was the Spiritual Life Center in Sedona. And I started going over her body and saying, you know, Brett here, and then the ovary and all that. I was going like that. And the man in the front, her husband, right, is friends with Carla Rucker. He's known Carla Rucker for years. She's crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
He's watching, his wife's on the table. And then I went and I started doing a healing. 2 days later, they make a private session with me in a cabin I'm renting out to do private sessions with. He comes in. He says, "Do you know the Elohim?" I said, "God?" He says, "Yes." I said, "Yes, I'm half Jewish, so I know words." He says, "Do you know Ra?" I said, "No." He says, "She channeled the Ra. Do you know Carla Rucker?" I said, "No." So wait. So he starts to tell me he wrote the book called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce with David Wilcock. Mm-hmm. He starts to tell me about the Ra. My eyes start blinking because my eyes blink and communicate with spirit through my eyes. That's how I channel. I do a healing on her again. Two more consecutive healings. They come back. He's an author. About 2 months later, they send me paperwork from a doctor. She's completely healed. She had certain types of cancers and leukemias. He sends me the book and I start reading it. I'm getting connected to Carla Rucker.
I knew Carla. Yes. And the book, The Raw Material.
The Raw Material starts getting into me. Then he says to me, this man is very intense. He says to me, I'm getting chills right now as we're talking about it. So then I put a little bit of that in my book. I talk about the Universal Law of One, which I really love.
Yeah. It is a good book. And her material is, popular with many,
She's
many people.
She's unbelievable. And the Raw group is too, by the way.
Yes. Absolutely. You seem to like the channeled books because your book number 7 was Seth Speaks by Jane Roberts.
Yeah. I actually want to read that one again because it's been a long time. That one I'm feeling like, I think they have an audiobook. I'm really into audiobooks, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this one was introduced to you by your aunt.
Again, my aunt was really into all of, yes.
Mm. So what was it about the Seth material that interested you so much?
Yeah, the same thing again, that it's channeled. I like channeled works. And I like that not only it's channeled, but it opens up through your consciousness. And it's going into, I think mostly with this, it was like, well, I like that it's a woman and then she's going, I like men channels too, but I like that I was relating to the woman too.
And so then the experience that she was having.
Yeah.
So when you're channeling, who are you channeling?
You know, many people ask me that, and it's my channeling guides are mostly what I channel is when I'm channeling just for me, like not for you, I'm channeling my ascending masters, my highest ascending masters, which is the Holy Spirit, Christ consciousness. But when I'm doing a channeling for a specific person, I will channel if it's your ancestors coming in that want to talk to you, or then it's also the Holy Spirit guides giving you information about your health, which I'm really fast about medical mediumship. Like I basically really stay with my medical mediumship stuff because people, my guides want to help save lives and do healing. And when I do the healing, it's the Holy One coming in and doing it. I don't take any credit for doing healings on people. People are often like, "You healed me." And I'm like, "No, I didn't." So the Holy Spirit does the healing and you have to be open to receive the healing.
So you're not channeling messages for humanity.
You are. Absolutely. Yes.
So yes, do you do those at public events?
Absolutely. All over the world. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I have one coming up February 4th to the 7th. I'm the opening ceremony for the Conscious Life Expo with George Norrie.
Okay. Yeah. I know the expo. So let's move on to book number 8, which is The Power of Intention, Learning to Co-Create Your World Your Way.
Yay.
By Wayne Dyer.
Yeah, I love Wayne Dyer. Yes. He is the best in the world. One of the best. Yeah, so I love The Power of Intention because that's what my guides love. Because we feel that what we say can happen. And that's what I feel he's trying to communicate here also, is the power of our thoughts, is the power of our words. And I'm really connected to this book, my guide's blinking codes, like the little yes, no, and this God, Goddess, both eyes. So when you even say this book, they're going yes, 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 yes. So it's so important. This book really talks about that. This is something I really recommend, this book, for people.
You say that this book helped you to learn about energy fields as well.
Yes. Because it can pick it, this book teaches you how to not only learn about the power of your thoughts and your words, but it can also help you, which I hope my book does, picking up on different types of words that cause energy, your words
mm-hmm.
and thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how you can create it.
Well,
like
talking of
I am love, I am light, I am healed, is creating a thought pattern, and that can create a healing throughout your body.
Mm. Talking of words, the next book is called I Am the Word, A Guide to the Consciousness of Man's Self in a Transition in Time by Paul Selig.
Yes.
Another channel.
Yes. So Paul Selig, he's amazing. He's amazing. He is somebody that I really, really, really love. I have had conversation with him before personally. And we've had a little bit of a channeling back and forth, which was interesting. And I like that he channels the energy like me with the pure intent of God. I don't know if you've ever spoken to him before, but he.
I have spoken to Paul. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he like is very direct with the energy of the Holy, with God, Spirit, God, Source. So that's what I love. And this book too is very connected to God, Spirit. So I love that. That's something that I just really adore.
Mm.
And the book is all about that energy. So I love that. Of course, I love that book. And I have that in my book, recommending that.
When you're reading other channeled works, what are you thinking and feeling?
You know, that's a good question, because when I'm reading them now from when I read them before, that's why I said I want to read them again, because when I'm reading them now from when I read them before, I don't feel them as the same. Because like now, if I read the Bible, I know you're going to think it's really kind of different, but my guides read them. So like I'll go through a book and they edit them. Like they'll go, yes, yes, no, yes, yes, no, yes, yes, no. Because my eyes will read them now differently, because I'm not who I used to be. Does that make sense?
So you're reading them from a different perspective and you're getting different kinds of information.
I'm reading them from the guides now. Yes. Yeah. So even when I write my own book, they edit the book too for me. So like if I'm going through something, they'll say yes, 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 no. Yes, 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 no, 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 no. So that's how I know when a book is really great. My eyes will go all the way through it. Yes, 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 they love it. Yes, 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 they love it. Or if they don't like it, they'll go, no, 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 no. They don't like, something's wrong.
So when you were writing your book, you weren't channeling the material. You were writing it and then they were editing it for you?
No, I channeled the whole entire book.
You did? Mm.
But when you edit something through the guides, it's very quick and easy because they can edit it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that, you know, what is that process like for you?
But also, let me make something clear. If I'm reading something, like say if I'm at a restaurant or a menu, I can tell if something's bad or not good. Or if I'm reading a book or I'm reading the Bible or I'm reading something that's important, like the news, or I'm reading something that's out there, my guides will know if it's incorrect.
Do you ever share that information? I mean, could you be watching the news and somebody is sharing some fake news and you immediately know that?
I do immediately consider incorrect, but I'm not going to share it to somebody. No, because I don't mix politics and religion with my work right now.
Fine. Okay. Well, let's look at
book
number
10.
Well, let's look at book number 10, which is probably as many might regard as the granddaddy of them all, Conversations with God, An Uncommon Dialogue by Neil Donald Walsh. When did you read that book?
I forgot I picked that book. I don't remember when I read that book. That must have been a while back, but I remember picking it, and I keep running into Neil Donald Walsh doing events with him, and my agent represents Neil Donald Walsh, or did. I think he's the one that represented this book. Mm-hmm. And I love this book. Yes. I had to pick this book.
What did you learn from this book that you didn't already know?
I mean, this book is a series. It goes on and on and on. Yeah. I mean, I remember when I first read it, it just opened up an amazing feeling of how to communicate. And I mean, it was just like it touched. I think when it came out and I started reading it, it just opened up our lives. And he was just like a hero. Neil Donald Walsh was the hero to communicate.
Could you relate?
It made you feel like you could communicate.
So you could relate to the way that he communicated?
Yeah, that he wrote it. Yeah. And I also felt like he looked, as an author, he made you feel too, he has a calming way of writing and his style is so beautiful. He made you feel just comforted in the way he writes also, and the way he communicates in the book is so easy. Mm. His writing is just beautiful too. Mm. Not only the way the book is written, but he's just a beautiful writer.
Well, as I said, there's many, several channeled books in your list. Which is your favorite?
Oh, my God. Well, they pick the book, so they don't let me pick anything. They're saying out of all the books, they're not going to tell me. Okay, so you have to ask. Okay, they're saying my favorite book out of all of them? Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. So they're okay. Off the top of my head, by not even like thinking like so. Okay. Just by saying it, they're blinking a number, but I don't know if that's the number to the book, but I'm just going to say Illusions.
Illusions. Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
But I wonder if that's the number that's on the list. I'm going to count.
That was number two, wasn't it? No, that was number.
What?
Illusions was number three on the list.
Okay. All right. The second would be Yogananda.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That is quite an incredible book. What are you reading now?
Oh, my gosh. You would laugh. Right now, I am obsessed with an Oracle deck.
Whose Oracle deck?
And then, okay, so I'm obsessed with this Oracle deck that I just got from Hay House. And usually I'm reading a book, but her name is Karen Kay. She's an author and she has an Oracle deck and it is just beautiful. And the artist is Ginger Kelly. And the Oracle deck is the Oracle deck of the fairies. And it is just beautiful. The art is just so glamorous. The back of the deck has a key on it. And every card you pull has beautiful messages that are just so gorgeous. And I'm not usually into Oracle cards. But I did a live event with her that was for health and healing. And it was a beautiful event we did with Hay House. And with us both, I had found so many people with cancers and illnesses and all these things. And she would pull a card that had a lot of messages that went with the person. And I'm getting chills right now. And after that, I got the deck, and the deck was just gorgeous. And it comes with an author's book in it, with it. She lives in the UK.
So you're not reading anything now. You're just enjoying the deck.
I am. Yeah. And I've been getting so many people in my office, bringing my book in, and I've been signing books and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, tell us about, you've been tested by SciTech Subtle Energy Laboratory and by IONS, the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Yes. Tell us about those experiences.
Oh, wow. Yes, I was really excited when Norm called, and he found out about me in New York when I had flown to New York, and I did a lot of a couple events in New York where I did some healings at the Life Center. And one of the ladies there called him, and he called me and said, come here and stay a couple of weeks and we'll do some studies on you. And that was very interesting because he was super strict, and he wanted me to, he had about 16 patients where they filled out forms of all their illnesses and everything that was wrong. And then what I did is they would lay down on a table. I would go over their bodies just with my hand, scan them like I do. And I would tell him and his partner, he had another doctor physician there, watch. And I would say, you know, this is wrong and that is wrong and this is wrong and this is what's going on in their bodies. And not just little things, like every single little thing. You know, I'm very, very thorough. So like if I say, oh, your carotid artery has an issue, but it's coming from that you had a tooth pulled in like 10 years ago, and then your immune system is down, but it's because I'm hearing you have MS. So like very particular detailed information. If you have a gut issue, it's because maybe you had an ulcer, you know, so like every single thing. And we write down everything. And then after that, this is multiple people. And the next day they would come back and we would do a healing on them. Then he would take several clients and bring them into different rooms, and we would do different types of testing with different types of EEGs, and we would film them. And this went on for quite a while.
So the patients filled out forms and said all of the things that were wrong with them, but you didn't see those forms. You just purely verified.
If I saw the forms, I guess that wouldn't be a test, no.
Yeah, okay. And what did he have to say about that?
Well, I write about it in the epilogue. Yeah, yeah. And then if you go to my YouTube channel, you can watch some of it too. He's on there talking about it.
Okay, yeah, he's recorded it.
Yeah, we recorded it. We did a film and he recorded it. And he's on my YouTube channel. He has there's a couple of YouTubes there. He talks about his own experience about it and how he felt about it. He's a lovely, lovely man, but he's very, you know, he did some testing on Caroline Meese. I don't know if you know her.
Yes.
But he did a different kind of testing with Caroline. She's a different medical intuitive. Mine is a different thing. I'm actually a healer and a medical intuitive. So there's a different thing. The thing with me is that I work with scalar energy, which is the energy of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to be teaching this too for people so people can learn to do it. But I'm not the only one that did scalar energy healing. Jesus Christ did that. And so have a lot of other people. They've known how to tap into energy healing. Catherine Kuhlman, Mary Baker Eddy. I'm sure you've read about a lot of these healers that have been able to do it. Yeah. So which was fun with Norm Shealy is that Norm was super excited because as I was doing the healings and the goiters were falling off of people's throats and tumors were dissolving, he would come over and put his hand on it and go, wow, it's gone. You know, and people love that. It just flies right off.
So what about ions? What were they testing you for?
Ions, ions and Cytek, there are other companies that I've worked with. Ions had a whole bunch of healers come on their group testing, and that was for a totally different type of stuff. That again. Oh, I think you're breaking up. Breaking up? It's freezing a little
One
bit.
of us is. One of us is. I'm seeing your video go a little bit
Yeah.
pixelated. I'm not
That's
seeing
good.
that for my video, but that doesn't mean
Yeah.
it's not happening.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, hold on. Uh-oh. Maybe it ain't. Hold on one sec.
Yeah, I think I'm still getting 4 bars of connection.
I am back.
That
Okay,
looks as though
I'm
it's
back.
a bit better.
Okay, a better is it
Yeah,
better?
you, yes, it is. Yeah. So you were telling me
Okay.
about ions.
Okay, so ions, they have that they had a whole group of us come up there and stay on their grounds. That's Edgar Mitchell. And that one was it was okay. I did testing with water and I did testing on multiple patients. That was healing and that was really great. So I got the Exceptional Healers Award. So that was really cool. And but it's funny with my guides, we get bored really quick. It's like it was just we were supposed to do a specific area on people to do the healing. But I like to find everything in people's bodies. So I was moving on to other things and because that's just how I am. I'm a psychic. So I'm supposed to go back and possibly do more research. They want to do a grant with more research on me, but I'm not sure I want to do that.
Because
I don't have time. I'm moving on. I'd like to do other things. Yeah.
what do you want to do with the skills that you have? What's
Yeah.
your
So
ideal?
thanks for asking me, Sandy. Yeah. Because, my brain moves really fast. And I have lots of clients. I have a clinic in LA. It's the Healing Trilogy. It's an office in Encino. We're really busy. And I have Skypes that I do online. And I love to save. I love helping to save. I'm really big. My guides are really big in preventative care, meaning a lot of people come to me that already know what they have. They're already sick. And I do a lot of mediumship readings, which confirms what you have and help you. I help people find out how they got it. And then I help people with their diets and healing. But what I'm really great at is helping you find out what you don't have and get on what you don't have faster. So what Sheely was trying to stress to people is use Kimberly to find out what you don't know that you have so you can be save your life. So that's why people come to me more now than ever is so I'm the girl to go to, like say you just want to get a scan because you don't know that you don't have something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm a bit confused there. So if I came to you, so tell me, if I come to you, what would you do with me?
I will do a mediumship reading on you.
Yeah.
I'm a medical medium. So
Yeah.
basically, I don't know if you've read about the stuff that I do or seen my work or go to the YouTube channels, but I read people in a few minutes and I know things on them. Like I know if somebody has COVID, I know if you have breast cancer, I know if you've had cervical cancer. I know. So like some people just come to me and there's nothing wrong with them. And they'll just say, I want to do a checkup with you. I want you to
Right.
do a reading on me. And I just do a reading on them, but they have to face that I may find something on you that you
Ah,
don't know about.
okay.
And so maybe they'll go to their doctor for a checkup. Their doctor will say, "Oh, my doctor said I'm perfectly fine." And then they come to me, and I'll go, No, I'm getting a negative blink on your thyroid. I'm getting a negative blink on your breast. And then I'm going, oh, and if I get hot flashes, then they'll go back to the doctor and go, Kimberly said I need a mammogram. They'll get a mammogram. And sure enough, there's a breast lump.
Yeah, I get what you mean now.
Yeah. So I'm really good with preventative care. But then that's why I wrote the book. Also, I went back in after 3 years and channeled, don't go to fear. Like, I'm a lot like Wayne Dyer. You don't need to go to fear, because we're moving in the fifth dimension, because we can be healed. You don't have to be frightened, because whatever you find can be healed.
Yeah.
COVID can be healed. Breast cancer can be healed. We can take action. We can drink good water. We can take good vitamins. The sooner you get at it, the sooner you can be healed.
And you can tell people what it is that they need to heal themselves.
Yeah. And a lot. Yes, Sandy. And a lot of times people are taking, you know, you're in the spiritual world, so you know the good things, but I have to say 80% of our country is still taking Centrum. They're still taking vitamins that are with dyes. They're still drinking tap water. They don't know that. It's just unfortunate, but a lot of people are awakening up to better things.
Yeah. Well, preventive medicine, of course, is the best kind of medicine. Get it before you get it.
So when you ask me what the guides want me used for, they want Kimberly to be the preventative girl, the fifth dimensional preventative girl. Yeah. So I'd like to probably get my own, podcast or my own something show or something where I can be the preventative person.
You do host a radio show, don't you?
I'm only on once a month, and it's not a podcast. It's a radio, but not a podcast show. But yeah, maybe something a little higher than that I can get the word out a little bit more.
Yeah. But what you're doing, the show that you're doing, are you doing call-ins? Do people call in? And?
Yeah, that is good. Yes, that is good. Yeah, it is good. Yeah. Hmm.
So tell us a little bit about the book. The book came out last September. And it's called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension.
Actually, it got delayed twice because we ran out of paper.
Really?
So it just got released a few weeks ago, December 7th. Yeah, so it just got released December 7th.
So tell us about the book.
It's called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. And what it means is, moving out of the third dimension, which is 3D, is disease, fear, worry, the world we're in right now. Moving into the way I'm laughing is because we really need to move into a new dimensional way of healing. And that's what I talk about. Moving into the fifth dimension is taking a deep breath, more freedom, love, light, a revolutionary way of thinking. It's broken up into three, I feel like it's three chapters, but it's really many chapters. But it has my near-death experience in it. It has a really thorough way of speaking about the fifth dimension, I feel it talks about. And then it has about diet, nutrition. It has exercises, affirmations, a way to get to live in your home. Like, everything has to be connected. So it's not just about eating right and doing affirmations and prayers and all that, but it's also everything linking up together. So it's like, you have to also have your home with the right kind of filter, your bathtub, your drinking. So sometimes people will say to me, I eat clean, I do my affirmations, I do exercise, and then they're also drinking the refrigerator water. So everything has to be in alignment. And it's like some people are saying, I'm getting some reviews saying it's a really easy read. It's a really good friend. It's a nice guidebook. It's not threatening. It's easy. I tried to make it this way. I first channeled the book like a few years ago. Then I went back in and I said to myself, I'm going to do something different. And I went into the middle of it and I did the diet plans that wasn't in there originally.
So you when you talk about the fifth dimension, you're talking about subtle energy healing.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to make a lot of people that are calling me and asking me, like dentists, especially, and doctors are saying, can I learn to heal myself? Because in the book, I have the exercise of how to heal yourself. And one man the other day said, I want to heal my wife. So there are also in some of the chapters ways that you can do it too and learn to do that. And I know there's other healers that have written books about it, but I wanted to make it easy.
So you're offering people nutritional advice and practical methods and teaching them some of your methods to raise their consciousness and apply healing to themselves.
Yes. And the appendix, I show the actual miracle healings that have taken place, that have happened. These are all documented by doctors. They're in the book. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's like a very interesting all. And the man that edited the book, he edited the Neil Donald Walsh book. He's my editor, who's a lovely, beautiful man, and took a chance on me, you know, and I met him in New York City. He's a beautiful editor. And he said, let's put your miracle healings in here. And also, I felt the, I blinked on all of these recipes and all, and I didn't want to make it just a vegetarian book or a meat eating book and a plant-based book. So I said, you know, not everybody can do everything. Like some medical books out there, food books just have, be a vegetarian, be a meat eater, be plant-based. You have to look at everybody's different in the world. Not everybody can have bananas. Not everybody can have blueberries. So I wanted it to be, because my clients have to have a variety of food. So I want to make sure when you read the book, you understand that there are certain things I'm really against, but I'm not against you understanding that we're all different individuals and we need different types of food.
Absolutely. Before we close, I'm curious to know about the blinking. What, you know, because I've not come across this before. Why blinking and what is actually happening when you are blinking?
You know, Sandy, I often wonder that too. I connect to God, the Holy Spirit, through my eyes. And they, you know, every day I wake up in the morning, thank God. I say, God, and God blinks back. And I said, I love you, God. Thank you, God, for speaking to me through my eyes. Do you want me to go to the office today? And they say, yes, back. Yes. Do you want me to help people? Yes. Okay, I'll go. Because often my team says, you need to shut it down. This is not good for you to go. But I go. And I go and I blink and I find cancer and I find illnesses in people. And then I say, God, should I lay hands on this person and be this close? And they say, yes. So all I can say is my eyes, since I was a baby, have been connecting to God through the blinking. And that's all I know.
So when you're blinking, how do you tell a yes from a no? Or are you hearing that?
Yeah, I hear it. I hear and I blink and I do what they tell me to do.
So would you say that your life is, you've one of service? You do what God tells you to do.
Yep. I don't, if they say don't go, like here at the show, if they said don't go, I won't go. If they say go, I go. If it's really a good go, they'll blink, go, 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 go. Both eyes blink, God, God, God. Even with people, I know if a person is good, a person is not good. Not like just energy feeling.
Yeah. You read energy. Yeah. So do you also use this for, you know, if you're invited to do something, speak somewhere, go somewhere, do you check in on that sort of thing as well? So you're very much guided by it.
I'm being better with that now. Yes. I am checking all the time. Yes.
Yeah. So what are you said you're going to be speaking at the Conscious Life Expo, which is coming up soon. What are you doing after that?
I'm doing the New Living Expo up in San Mateo with Marianne Williamson. Michael Beckwith is headlining it, David Wolcock. And I'm going to be speaking there live. Yeah, and signing books. And I think, yeah, some other really nice speakers. I love all of them. I've been with those beautiful people before, and we're going to do it again.
Well, Kimberly, thank you for joining us. Thank you for adding your 10 best spiritual book list to the No BS Spiritual Book Club's archive. It is an ever-growing archive, and you know, it's wonderful to see certain books coming up again and again and again, and they all act as recommendations for other people who are looking for, you know, the substantive spiritual books to help them on their spiritual journeys. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me so much. Really bless you.
That's Kimberly Meredith. And if you want to know more about Kimberly's work, you can go to her website, thehealingtrilogy.com, where you can also find out more about her book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. Now, as the spiritual book market becomes increasingly crowded, it's becoming more challenging to sort the wheat from the chaff, which is why we launched the No BS Spiritual Book Club. And if you're looking for recommendations from authors, teachers, speakers, and others who have walked this path before you, check out our free 10 Best Spiritual Books archive at the NoBSSpiritualBookClub.com, where you can also view previous episodes of these weekly video interviews and sign up to save your space at future live streams. That brings us to the end of this week's show, which will also be available on all the major podcast platforms and YouTube within the next week. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'll be back with another edition of the 10 Best Spiritual Books next week. Till then, it's goodbye from me.